One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Iraq War came about following a moment of crisis, September 11th, 2001. In real time, the world watched our leaders react and make decisions based on fast-paced information presented to them. However, the response to the Iraq War led to an all-time low level of public trust in government and media, which is something we've never fully recovered from. Each session of The Fault Line will cover defining moments in our history that shook our foundation. On the first season of The Fault Line, Bush, Blair and Iraq, renowned journalist David Dimbleby explores the 18 months between 9/11 and the start of the war and how the distrust in leadership response to the crisis affects our world today. The Fault Line, Bush, Blair and Iraq, premieres on September 29th on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's January 2003. Bill Murray is on a plane hunting down a new top-secret contact.
The first stop, sort of on that trip, was Kuala Lumpur, because he was giving a speech at the Organization of Islamic Conference in Malaysia.
Bill is a senior officer in the CIA. And in 2003, he's the station chief in Paris, one of the top men in Europe. And he's on an urgent mission. He has to find this high-level source. And so he arrives in Kuala Lumpur.
And I just missed him.
No luck.
By the time you take a flight from Washington to Japan, you have to transit through Singapore and then up to Malaysia and et cetera. I got there before he left, but I was never able to get into the hotel that he was in. Then he left shortly after I arrived. I think the next morning or something, he left.
The source was off, this time to Jordan.
And by the time I arrived in Jordan, in the middle of the night, people met me at the airport and said, he's gone on to Cairo.
So Bill gets another flight to Cairo.
And arrived there again in the middle of the night, and tried to figure out how I was going to get in contact with this guy.
And he's in his hotel working out how he's going to make contact with this source when he finds out that he isn't in Cairo at all. In fact, he's gone to Sharm el-Sheikh, the holiday resort on the Red Sea.
And I couldn't go to Sharm el-Sheikh because it's too small. I mean, it's just too many people would have recognized me and said, what the hell's he doing here?
Bill had spent too long roaming around the Middle East to be inconspicuous. And anyway, Bill is quite a conspicuous person. He's a spy, yes, but he's not exactly in the James Bond mold. He's a big man with graying hair, and unkind people might say he's just a little bit overweight. Anyway, he certainly sticks out in a crowd.
So I stayed in Cairo because he was supposed to come back to Cairo. But then at the conference, one of the other Arab leaders gave him a ride, a plane ride directly back to Baghdad. So he never came back to Cairo. So I missed him. I tried very hard. At one point, I went all the way around the world in 6 days and 22 hours chasing him. That was February of 2003.
February 2003. As Bill was desperately chasing his source around the Middle East, the US President George W. Bush and the UK Prime Minister Tony Blair were calling each other night after night.
It is time for us to deal with Saddam Hussein. It's time for us to secure the peace.
Discussing what they should do about the president of Iraq, Saddam Hussein.
And delivering us safety from what I genuinely believe to be the security threat of the early 21st century. And now is not the time to waver, now is the time to see it through.
The drumbeat of war was sounding louder.
They're warned of mines, of suicide bombers. Men may die, says their commanding officer.
As people protested right across the world, from London to New York to Sydney.
Without doubt, one of the largest gatherings, let alone protest rallies.
Who is watching? You also can cast your vote against this war. Force that can stop the war.
But Bill, like those protesters out on the street, still thought there might be a way of stopping the war. Bill suspected that his source had a powerful piece of intelligence. And if it was true, it could undermine the reasoning behind the war that Bush and Blair were planning to fight.
I thought it was pretty important. There might be war decisions made on the basis of the intelligence that came out of this. So I thought it was pretty important to pursue this in every way that I could.
Bill was on a mission to find the truth, to work out what was really going on inside Iraq.
We cite John 23, I guess it is, and you should know the truth and the truth shall set you free. That's our motto, that's what we live for. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
I'm David Dimbleby, and from Something Else, this is The Fault Line, Bush, Blair, and Iraq.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.